Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Worthy by the Grace of God.
The first reading from the prophet Isaiah. Then I said, Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the glory of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, See now, this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed, your sin purged. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Here I am, I said, Send me. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them, not I, however, but the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. From the Gospel of St. Luke. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. I remember when I was just a newly ordained priest, I celebrated Mass at the prison outside the city of Denver, Colorado, the county prison, once a month, a weekly Mass for the prisoners. And as I was leaving and saying goodbye, actually, to one of the prisoners, I found many of them very impressive people, actually. At any rate, the prison guard said, Well, except for the grace of God, there go I. I was rather surprised and asked him, why do you say that? And he said, Well, because at one time I was on the streets as a gang member doing drugs. And when I changed my life, I decided I would become a prison guard and try to help other prisoners. And I would be a good man from here on out to see if I could do what I saw was accept for the grace of God. I was one of them. It's a common expression that most of us have probably heard or even used. When we saw someone who was poor or in a tragic situation, except for the grace of God, there go I. Actually, that phrase is often attributed to the Protestant reformer John Bradford. He was imprisoned in the Tower of London when the Catholic Queen Mary I began to burn heretics at the stake. Terrible moment in England. This evangelical preacher saw some prisoners being taken to their execution and said, There, but for the grace of God, goes John Bradford. Of course, soon he too was burned at the stake on July 1st, 1555. All of us, can say, in one way or another, that if it were not for God's grace, we would too be found guilty. We would have to acknowledge our sinfulness before God. We are not perfect. Psalm 130 says, if you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, Lord, who could stand? Remember, no one can cast the first stone at another or even remove the beam from another person's eyes. The first reading from Isaiah today says that Isaiah is unclean when God appears before him. St. Paul tells the Corinthians that he is the least of the apostles for having persecuted Christians. And in Luke's gospel, the fisherman Peter, he's so humbled by the huge catch of fish that Jesus caused that he says, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Yes, except for the grace of God, that is. While we are all sinners and in many ways unworthy, today's scripture readings remind us that through the grace of God, we are all made worthy. All are deserving. All of us are acceptable. All are called to follow the Lord. The angel purifies the unclean lips of Isaiah, who then replies, here I am, Lord. Send me. St. Paul says something similar to what John Bradford said, but for the grace of God, I am what I am. That is, a preacher by God's grace. And Jesus replies to humble Peter, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. Basically, inviting him and all of us to be his disciples. So today, you and I, as we say it at Mass, Lord, I am not worthy. We continue to pray, say but the word, and my soul will be healed. We accept the healing word of God of our souls, the simple word of God. By the grace of God go we. St. Ignatius of Loyola said, give me only your grace, Lord. That's enough for me. And of course, the result of all this healing grace is an invitation to tell others that they too are worthy and deserving and acceptable to God and acceptable by others and by our actions who love them. They too know that their lives matter, that they are fit and suitable to do many great things, as humble as they are, just as they are, and just as we are, all by the grace of God.